Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And there is a lot going on. I am so excited to start with our first guest, someone that I think is doing a great job. She's the artistic director of Stages Theater Company and director of The Little Mermaid Junior. Can't wait to figure out what's the junior about. Her name is Sandy Bourne Barrett. Hey, Sandy, so good to have you join us tonight.
Thank you for having me, and always a pleasure to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. Okay, where did the junior come from?
I like to say it's the best of The Little Mermaid. It is a condensed version of what is normally quite a lengthy production. It's generally about 2 hours long, 2.5 sometimes. And this particular version runs about 65 minutes. And I'm just here to tell you, it is perfect for young children. It also has all of the songs that they're coming to hear anyway, Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Ursula Does All Her Things. I feel like it's such a lovely and condensed musical that I actually like the junior version better.
Well, you open this on June 24th. It is now July 24th, and we only have a few more days to go and see this. I mean, this is through August 7th, and I'm sure that you've been packing the house out. I mean, come on, it's Little Mermaid. So if I had known about this earlier, I would have been there already.
Oh, it's been great to have our audiences back. We are still masking at Stages for this show, but you know, it's an hour. Come on in and enjoy the show. Some of those really hot, scalding days. It was so great to be in the air conditioning and just enjoying live theater with youngsters and their families. And this is such a fun summer musical. It's perfect for families to get out there and see.
I love what you wrote. It says, I want audiences of all ages to feel what it would be like to live in a world of unbelievable beauty and still want something else, something different, something more. I want our young people to listen to this timeless music, bounce in their seats, and be filled with imagination of fathoms below, surrounded by the colorful characters living under the sea. And this musical is the perfect summer show for everyone and meant to be shared. First of all, I think I agree with that for sure. And to know that with all of the characters, so many of them are beloved in this piece. Many of the children, no matter what age, will know a little something or expect something out of this show.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, the most incredibly talented young people and adults are on stage in this production. I am so blessed to have them. They are having a ball. Jill, and when this is all done, they will have collectively done about 50 performances of this production. And every time they do it, the energy and the excitement of being together on stage, unmasked, seeing each other's faces, seeing their audiences has just, it's brought almost a tear to my eyes to watch these young people really, really enjoying doing what they're doing and watching our audiences just so out of their minds, excited to be back and having fun with their kids watching theater.
The first thing I wanted to know is who is playing Ursula and who is playing the Little Mermaid, right? I just wanted to know.
You bet.
Those are the two characters, you know, that people are really going to look for.
Yeah, you bet. We have Laura Mahler, who it's a delightful story. Laura is the first time I directed Laura, she was 7 years old, and she is now 37, and she is playing the role of Ursula. I've known Laura for much of her acting life, and she is one of our resident artists and performers and teachers with Fair School Crystal, the performing arts magnet that we're at. Mm. And in the summer, she shows what she's made of. She is on roller skates, on stage in a full Ursula costume, just breathing life into this character like I've never seen. It is so delightful to watch.
Yeah.
And the young person playing Ariel is Sophie Farrell. And I've known Sophie as well since she was quite young. She started taking classes at the age of 7. Her first real production on our stage was a Next Stage production of The Little Mermaid, where she played Flounder in one of our education programs. Mm. She's graduated, and this will be her final performance with stages as a young person. And she will play Ariel. And she's just doing a beautiful job, just lovely and energetic. And her smile just melts your heart.
And then, of course, who played the prince?
Prince Eric. you know, it's so funny because everybody asks me about the characters like Flounder and Sebastian. And,
right.
And they often forget about Prince Eric. And it's so fun because Ethan Fisher is playing that role. And he's just breathing life into a character that I think, you know, is truly looking for a mate, someone who can stand beside him and be strong and adventurous. And in that, you know, you find these two star-crossed lovers who are not meant to be together, and they truly believe they should be. And it's really wonderful to see. I love the most about this is that they both live in a world that is so beautiful, and yet they expect and want more from their lives. And yeah. I think there's lessons to be learned from that. And it's told in such beautiful music, just flourishing music. So lots of fun, lots of dancing.
Sometimes here at home, I just break out in part of your world. I mean, I just break out into it, okay? I need you to know how much I love this music, right? And so do you have
beautiful.
A band? Are you doing it from track? How are you doing the music?
We are using tracks, and I will say I do a lot of the MTI musicals, and this particular show has some of the most gorgeous orchestration. It is lovely. And so we're going to, you know, resonating in our theater in a way that's really lovely.
Well, congratulations on this. I know you've had a big hit. I'm sure you filled up the house up until today, and that, you know, your last
yes.
this August through August 7th is all you have, everyone. So you want to definitely go. If people want more information, where do they go to get the tickets?
You bet. They can go to our website, which is www.stagestheater.org. They can call our box office. Do it the old-fashioned way, 952-979-1111.
And I want to make sure people understand that Stages Theater, the theater is spelled with a T-R-E at the end.
Correct.
So, yeah, make sure you get down there and see it. I'm coming. I'm telling you now, Sandy, I am
Please.
Coming.
I would
with
love it. I would love
grandchildren.
It.
Last
yes.
one they saw was Elf, and they loved it. So,
they
yeah,
love
I can't.
It. And you know what? They're going to recognize some of the same actors in this were in Elf.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So last question for you. Is there anything that you've done in these past years now, especially as director, you know, doing more and more of the directing that has changed you or made you better? Or did you say to yourself, what was I thinking?
Well, I think, you know, given the world that we're in right now and what we've come out of and what we've learned, you know, I think as an artist, I have so much more of an appreciation for what art can do and be to young people. It provides them with an amplified voice. It allows them to talk about things that the world is going through, even though they're sitting in a rehearsal room doing Little Mermaid. It has been an opportunity for me to grow as an artist and to really learn to listen to these young people, because this is their world.
So don't hate me for asking this question one more time, okay?
You bet.
The Little Mermaid Junior. Why is there a JR after that?
The Junior it's a shortened version of the original production. So our production will run about 65 minutes. It features all of the music, but it is a shorter version is exactly what it is. Instead of sitting through 2.5 hours, you'll catch the highlights, and it's about 65 minutes long.
So, you know, just hearing you say that, I remembered all of it as soon as you started. I apologize for asking you that question again, but congratulations. This is a big deal, Sandy, and I am definitely coming. Sandy Bourne Barrett.
Let me know.
You are wonderful. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
All right, everyone. Our next guest will be Matthew French. I'll tell you all about him in just a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you're curious, like I am, Minnesota songwriter Matthew French is who you're listening to, and he released Side 2, the second of his two-part album, Two Sides, and I love that title, by the way. Following up on his Side 1 released earlier this year, this folk pop collection is sunnier, showing the light at the end of the dark couple of years, and features top Twin Cities talent like Aaron Fabrini on pedal steel and dobro, and guest vocalist Sarah Morris, love her, and Annie Fitzgerald. Yes, this album is a feel-good mix of Americana, folk, and indie pop. Now, to learn more info about the album and his Minnesota release shows in Park Rapids and Minneapolis, Matthew French is joining us now to discuss his upcoming shows and this incredible new album. How are you, Matthew?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
I love your voice. I love some of the songs I've had a chance to listen to. First of all, why did you release Side 2 first? Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Side 1 is actually, it was released in the late January, Side 1, okay. And then Side 2 is coming now.
Just coming now. Okay, I was a little confused. So here you are with this awesome band and great vocalist, and you're writing these songs from your own heart. And like you said, these last couple of dark years, right? It's really real. So how did you come to the sunnier side? What did it take? Did it take this album, both One Side 1 and Side 2, to get you to a more joyful state?
You know, I think I'm generally the type of person that will more look to the sunny side. Particularly towards the way I am outwardly towards others. I want to believe the best about humanity. But of course, as you mentioned, you know, the last couple of years have been pretty dark. So a lot of the songs that sort of centered around those themes, I packaged those on Side 1 with the knowing that the hope was coming. And so that's what's really exciting about having Side 2 out, where you get the full story now.
And the full story, I mean, you've got some great songs, man. As I was listening to them, I thought, wow, it's kind of lulls you to a spot of joy. That's how I would put it, right? Because I was smiling as I was listening to some of your songs. So what are you hearing from people who had a chance to listen and purchase Side 1 already?
Well, you're getting me right in the heart now. So thank you so much for that. But, you know, really what I'm hearing is, I had one fan say, how do you focus on vulnerability in your songs? And I don't know that I necessarily think of it that way as I'm writing it. Mm-hmm. But then when I listen back to it, I'm like, oh, that is something that maybe I couldn't find a way to say in a conversation. And so songwriting has become this thing of where I'm able to share pieces of myself that otherwise I may not be able to access. And so I hear that a lot from people, and it I think particularly knowing that we're in this thing together right now means the world to me and to everyone else. So, if we can connect in that way, I think it's just, that's the joy of it for me.
That's exactly what has happened since COVID, right? Even though we think of COVID and it's just, you know, maddening to know how painful it has been for us, not just as a country, but as a world. But you said songwriting was my way of saying things I didn't know I needed to say. And that's what came out of this whole COVID thing. Even though it's still raging, we are starting to see and understand that the COVID has encouraged us to write, has encouraged us to be better, do more, you know, grow as much as you can. Don't just sit idly waiting for COVID to hit you. That's the beautiful thing about it. And of course, the therapy of it all, right? The listening to it. So when you listen back to your music that you wrote, you sang, you put together, what do you think of your music?
I'm humbled by it. I'm humbled by, you know, you listed off some of the folks that appear on the record with vocals and different instruments. And I was able to make this record with my best friend, Chris First. I'm just humbled by it. The way that things come together in a little song that I wrote on an acoustic guitar sitting in my little apartment becomes something big that's, you know, played on the radio. And I think it's just such an amazing thing.
So tell us a little bit then about what is coming up. You have a couple of shows on July 29th. That's around the corner. That's Friday, July 29th at 7 p.m. with Scott Jasmine and Jeff. Is it Reinhardt's?
Yes.
Okay. And, and the place where it's located, is it called Why Not?
It is, yes. It's I'm a big pun guy, so Why Not is quite the name of the venue for me.
That's pretty awesome. And then on Sunday, July 31st at 6 p.m., you're going to have one of my favorite singers, Sarah Morris, and she's going to join you at Surly Brewing Company at 520 Malcolm Avenue Southeast in Minneapolis. Are those two shows different, or is it just a combination of side one and side two?
The shows will be different. So on Friday night with Scott and Jeff, we'll be kind of trading songs. And then on Sunday with Sarah at Surly Brewing, I'm lucky to get to play with Sarah quite a bit. And so, you know, we'll do some of my songs, we'll do some of her songs and sing harmonies on each other's stuff. And it'll just be a joyful time.
Yeah, she can sing just about anything, the phone book. So, Matthew, yeah. You had a chance to, you're now looking and staring at this date coming up. It's the release date on July 29th. And I know that you must be sitting down thinking to yourself, oh, my gosh, I did it. We did it. It's actually going to be released. Have you been hearing from any of the newspapers or any of the music platforms or the articles that people read to find out what's been released recently? Are you nervous about it?
You know, I'm typically more nervous than I am at this point. Somebody was asking me that question today. Am I nervous about it? I don't really feel the nerves around this one, maybe because I already released half of the album. I just have a joyful suspense that's happening this time around. And I love that.
Well, City Pages wrote, and of course, City Pages is not around anymore, which I really miss them, by the way. But he called it enough to melt the most cynical of hearts. He said that about you, man. That's pretty awesome. So when you enter in your mind, in your brain, in your heart, and you go, it's time to do another album. What happens in between those moments? How do you get to it's time?
Yeah, it's usually a lot of, you know, it's a lot of work with writing. I'm a part of a Facebook group that writes songs. You know, we get a word prompt and then we write during the summer. It's 10 songs in 10 weeks. And so we're on week 7 right now. I wrote a song this morning. And so it's a lot of work in between, but I make a list of all of the songs that out of all of the songs that I've written, which ones would I like to record? And you know, at this point, I'm getting ready to release this record, but I've got a list of maybe 15 to 20 songs that are ready to potentially record sometime in the future.
Well, can I just say I listen to Slow Down. I absolutely love it. I could listen to it over and over again. And then you have the Americana twang of A Heart Needs a Place. And the songs sound like in this article, it says the sounds sound like mantras from the heart. I just thought that was beautiful, man. You might want to put that on a coffee cup or a T-shirt and put it in your, you know, swag bag or something, because that's pretty cool. How'd you feel about
that?
Yeah.
You know, anytime somebody, because we write the songs from our heart. And anytime somebody sees it enough to say that or to feel that, that's the best reward that I can get for writing songs.
Yeah. Amen. Final question. Gibson Guitar Collector. How many you got?
I think I'm on 6 or 7 right now.
That's awesome. How do you choose?
It's tough. You know, sometimes I almost do better when I have less guitars, but then I'm like, oh, I haven't tried that one yet. You know, you see something that just catches your eye or your heart. And I have, you know, I've just gotten so much joy out of Gibson guitars over the years. It's kind of one of those weird things that I just connected with.
Speaking of weird things, there's one thing that I was surprised to read about you. You are a former minister. Do you ever
Yes.
think about the ministry and think about going back?
You know, I don't think about going back necessarily, but I do see how, you know, how what I did in that world prepared me for what I'm doing now. You know, of course, you're doing a lot of public speaking and things of that nature. But really, that world is all about connecting with people. And that's what I want to do through music. And, yeah.
Well, Two Sides, that is coming out, and you've got all these events happening. Give us your website so people can go and learn a lot about you.
Yes, it's www.mfrenchmusic.com.
mfrenchmusic.com. It's been a pleasure, Matthew. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Oh, my goodness, as we're waiting for our guest to join us tonight, there is so much going on in this state. It's just so wonderful. All of the arts and entertainment that is out there, you guys are supporting us, and we are so grateful for it. To all of the venues that bring in the artists, thank you, thank you, thank you. It is quite remarkable how many venues are offering live music and concerts and plays and ballet and so much more. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I do want to mention about my brother JD and my brother Fred. They're doing a big show coming up as we're waiting for our guest at this time. I just want to tell you about a show that they're doing in Kelly Park. Now, Kelly Park is in Apple Valley, and it is a beautiful, beautiful space. And you just sit down outside, you bring chairs, you bring towels and things to sit on, and I am telling you, you will have a great time. It's free to the public. A lot of families come out. I think this is JD's sixth year doing this, and if you have not heard him and my brothers and the choirs, pieces of each of the choirs that they work with, it's just remarkable how much these beautiful people just love to sing. They give it their all. And, you know, a lot of times people ask me, where can I go to sing? You know, I just want to start singing with someone. You'd be shocked at how many choirs there are, you know, whether they are local choirs or in the Twin Cities or outside the Twin Cities and suburbs. It is really quite remarkable how many choirs there are, choirs that people can join. And, you know, I want to try and get my brother on to talk about that, because this is coming up on the 29th of this month. And I would say, don't miss it. It has been so much fun. Even my sister Javita and I and our families, we go out there and just love it. I missed the last one that they did, and some of my nieces and nephews showed up with their families, and just it was a blast. So if you haven't heard about it, the concerts are outdoors at Kelly Park in Apple Valley. Just ask Siri to get you there, or you can look up where it's located on the map. It starts at 6:30, and I don't know when it ends, but it'll be hopefully sunny and a beautiful day. I know that there is a water, like a pool out there. I've seen many children with their swimming suits on, and I don't know if that will be active or not. I don't know if that's actually going to be open. However, just bring your family, bring your elders of your family to the youngest, and they will love some of the music. The children get a chance to get up and dance. One time, my brother JD actually just said, "Oh, come on up on the stage," and I'm sure people were terrified because there was a lot of, you know, chords up there, so we have to be really careful. But they've gotten used to it now, and the children just love it as well as the adults. So if you get a chance, please, please, please go and check it out. Again, this is happening on July 29th, just around the corner. It's my brother JD Steele, Fred Steele, and Billy Steele. Billy will be on keyboards, and they are in concert outdoors at Kelly Park in Apple Valley. It will be well worth it. Also, don't hesitate to bring a cooler. Make sure you bring your chairs or something to sit on, whether it's a blanket. We talked about that already. However, just please bring a cooler to have food. I don't know if they have food trucks this year. I will have to check with my brother and see. So hopefully I'll get a chance to go out there on the 29th. And if so, you know, if the rest of the Steels are there, we're going to get up there for at least sing one song. So come and check us out on the 29th. But this is a really big deal for my brothers. And they just love these choirs. So some people think you can't. There are no choirs, right, for people to really join. That is not true. There are, just like there's community theater, there are community choirs, right? So my brother JD created the MacPhail youth choir, I think it is. I hope I got that right. Also, there is Be That Neighbor, which had Friends of the Mill City Choir was a part of it. I think they've changed their name. And so much more. So please, thank you for supporting us. I know Apple Valley, for some people, they'll say it's too far. And if that doesn't work for you, we completely understand. I know that. However, if you want to have a great time, come on out to Apple Valley. Sit down in Kelly Park. Bring everything you need. Bring your sunscreen, all of that. And bring your heart and hands, because you're going to want to sing. You're going to want to clap. You're going to want to dance. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. It is now 9:47 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. You just got to know about it. It is so much, you guys. And we were able to reach J.D. Steele, who just came from out of, no, his his partner, my goodness, my future sister-in-law, just got back in town. And so we were able to reach him. So thank you for that, Jonathan. Welcome, J.D. Steele. I know you did not expect this, but I appreciate you joining me.
Hey, sis, how you doing? This is great.
I'm doing great. Okay, I just wanted to talk about your show and make sure I had all of the facts correct. So
Okay. Here's
the thing. Yeah, so I know that it's at Kelly Park in Apple Valley. People want more information of what that address is, do they just put it into Siri and let her handle it, or is there an address we could tell them?
I don't have the address. It is Kelly Park in Apple Valley, which is a lot of people are aware of. And if you just look it up, it's pretty easy to find.
Okay. So this is happening. Does it start at 6:30?
Yes. I start at 6:30 and it goes till 8:30.
Until 8:30. Now, how many choirs that you guys have started, how many choirs will be there?
Well, I have a combination of my Mill City Singers and my Capri Glee Singers, and then also my McPhail Community Youth Choir will be featured. So everybody's singing. Everybody's singing together and doing their own set. It's just going to be a blast. And then Fred and the band and I are going to be doing some fun music.
Some fun music. What does that mean?
Soul music. Music for the soul.
That's good enough, music. Jay. This is what year for you? Is this your fourth or fifth year?
You know, I think it's fifth year, maybe sixth, because one year it got rained out.
Oh, okay. So and if it gets rained out, then people just go home and you schedule it another time, or just wait for the next year?
Wait for the next year.
Okay. So here's the thing. I mean, you've got Fred involved, of course, with you, and you also have Billy, right?
Well, Billy's going to come. He might sit in with us, but there's going to be Fred and Kenyari Jackson, our nephew, and Jonathan Bakur on bass and Spencer Christian on guitar.
Wow. This is going to be fun. And they're playing for all of the choirs, right?
Yep.
That's so much fun, Jay. Every time you do this, you are on stage with this huge smile on your face. You even had some of the people that you coach. Some of the singers that you coach were also on the stage the first time I came to see you. So I'm really excited about it. Last year, you had a lot of family out there and a ton of folks out there. Will there be food trucks? That was the thing I didn't know if I should talk about or not.
Yes, there will be food trucks.
Yay! And then it's also the pool, right? The pool is still open for the children or no?
Yes, I think so. It is.
Okay. So I've told people to bring their blankets, their chairs, their coolers, you know, to make sure that the children have stuff to do. You can bring a few toys or a book or something. All I know is it's going to be packed out there and you guys are going to have a blast. And you know Javita and I are coming.
We're going to have a blast.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to you guys coming out. We're going to have fun. It's a great family event. And, you know, it's kids out dancing, and it's a blast. We just have a great time.
And people meet and greet. They just come around you and just the big smiles. Hi, how are you today? And it's just beautiful, Jay. A lot of meeting and greeting. Be ready.
it is really fun. It is really fun.
If people want more information, is there a website to go to?
You know, I didn't know you were going to call me, so I would have had that information put together.
I'm so sorry, Jay.
I'm sure if you go to the Apple Valley Arts, Apple Valley Arts, And I think there's an email or some information can be gleaned from that. But I just wasn't ready for you, sis.
I know, but I sure appreciate you jumping on for me because I wanted to let people know about this incredible event. You've done it many times now, as far as I'm concerned, four times is big. And I just think it's getting bigger and bigger and better and better.
Well, it is exciting. And it's right before we open our show at the Guthrie next week. With the Guthrie Experience actors. The show is called Valor, V-A-L-O-R. So you can go to the Guthrie's website for tickets for that show and the Joe Dowling Theater.
And that's the one you wrote the music to, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, my goodness. As we're waiting for our guest to join us tonight, there is so much going on in this state. It's just so wonderful. All of the arts and entertainment that is out there, you guys are supporting us, and we are so grateful for it. To all of the venues that bring in the artists, thank you, thank you, thank you. It is quite remarkable how many venues are offering live music and concerts and plays and ballet and so much more. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I do want to mention about my brother JD and my brother Fred. They're doing a big show coming up as we're waiting for our guest at this time. I just want to tell you about a show that they're doing in Kelly, at Kelly Park. Now, Kelly Park is in, goodness, Geraldine, Apple Valley, and it is a beautiful, beautiful space. And you just sit down outside, you bring chairs, you bring towels and things to sit on, and I am telling you, you will have a great time. It's free to the public. A lot of families come out. I think this is JD's sixth year doing this, and if you have not heard him and my brothers and the choirs, pieces of each of the choirs that they work with, it's just remarkable how much these beautiful people just love to sing. They give it their all. And you know, a lot of times people ask me, where can I go to sing? You know, I just want to start singing with someone. You'd be shocked at how many choirs there are, you know, whether they are local choirs or in the Twin Cities or outside the Twin Cities and suburbs. It is really quite remarkable how many choirs there are, choirs that people can join. And, you know, I want to try and get my brother on to talk about that, because this is coming up on the 29th of this month. And I would say don't miss it. It has been so much fun. Even my sister Javita and I and our families, we go out there and just love it. I missed the last one that they did, and some of my nieces and nephews showed up with their families, and just it was a blast. So if you haven't heard about it, the concerts are outdoors at Kelly Park in Apple Valley. Just ask Siri to get you there, or you can look up where it's located on the map. It starts at 6:30, and I don't know when it ends, but it'll be hopefully sunny and a beautiful day. I know that there is a water, like a pool out there. I've seen many children with their swimming suits on, and I don't know if that will be active or not. I don't know if that's actually going to be open. However, just bring your family, bring the to your elders of your family, to the youngest, and they will love some of the music. The children get a chance to get up and dance. One time, my brother JD actually just said, "Oh, come on up on the stage," and I'm sure people were terrified because there was a lot of, you know, chords up there, so we have to be really careful. But they've gotten used to it now, and the children just love it as well as the adults. So if you get a chance, please, please, please go and check it out. Again, this is happening on July 29th, just around the corner. It's my brother J.D. Steele, Fred Steele, and Billy Steele. Billy will be on keyboards, and they are in concert outdoors at Kelly Park in Apple Valley. It will be well worth it. Also, don't hesitate to bring a cooler. Make sure you bring your chairs or something to sit on, whether it's a blanket. We talked about that already. However, just please bring a cooler to have food. I don't know if they have food trucks this year. I will have to check with my brother and see. So hopefully I'll get a chance to go out there on the 29th. And if so, you know, if the rest of the Steels are there, we're going to get up there for at least sing one song. So come and check us out on the 29th. But this is a really big deal for my brothers, and they just love these choirs. So some people think you can't. There are no choirs, right, for people to really join. That is not true. There are, just like there's community theater, there are community choirs, right? So my brother JD created the MacPhail Youth Choir, I think it is. I hope I got that right. Also, there is Be That Neighbor, which had Friends of the Mill City Choir was a part of it. I think they've changed their name, and so much more. So please, thank you for supporting us. I know Apple Valley, for some people, they'll say it's too far, and if that doesn't work for you, we completely understand. I know that. However, if you want to have a great time, come on out to Apple Valley. Sit down in Kelly Park. Bring everything you need. Bring your sunscreen, all of that, and bring your heart and hands, because you're going to want to sing, you're going to want to clap, you're going to want to dance. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. It is now 9:47 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. You just got to know about it. It is so much, you guys. And we were able to reach J.D. Steele, who just came from out of, no, his his partner, my goodness, my future sister-in-law, just got back in town. And so we were able to reach him. So thank you for that, Jonathan. Welcome, J.D. Steele. I know you did not expect this, but I appreciate you joining me.
Hey, sis, how you doing? This is great.
I'm doing great. Okay, I just wanted to talk about your show and make sure I had all of the facts correct. So
Okay. Here's
the thing. Yeah, so I know that it's at Kelly Park in Apple Valley. People want more information of what that address is, do they just put it into Siri and let her handle it, or is there an address we could tell them?
I don't have the address. It is Kelly Park in Apple Valley, which is a lot of people are aware of, and if you just look it up, it's pretty easy to find.
Okay. So this is happening. Does it start at 6:30?
Yes. I start at 6:30 and it goes till 8:30.
Until 8:30. Now, how many choirs that you guys have started, how many choirs will be there?
Well, I have a combination of my Mill City Singers and my Capri Glee Singers, and then also my MacPhail Community Youth Choir will be featured. So everybody's singing together, and doing their own set. It's just going to be a blast. And then Fred and the band and I are going to be doing some fun music.
Some fun music. What does that mean?
Soul music. Music for the soul.
That's good enough, Jay. This is what year for you? Is this your fourth or fifth year?
You know, I think it's fifth year, maybe sixth, because 1 year it got rained out.
Oh, okay. And if it gets rained out, then people just go home and you schedule it another time, or just wait for the next year?
Wait for the next year.
Okay. So here's the thing. I mean, you've got Fred involved, of course, with you, and you also have Billy, right?
Well, Billy's going to come. He might sit in with us, but there's going to be Fred and Kenyari Jackson, our nephew, and Jonathan Bakur on bass, and Spencer Christian on guitar.
Wow. This is going to be fun. And they're playing for all of the choirs, right?
Yep.
That's so much fun, Jay. Every time you do this, you are on stage with this huge smile on your face. You even had some of the people that you coach, some of the singers that you coach were also on the stage the first time I came to see you. So I'm really excited about it. Last year, you had a lot of family out there and a ton of folks out there. Will there be food trucks? That was the thing I didn't know if I should talk about or not.
Yes, there will be food trucks.
Yay! And then it's also the pool, right? The pool is still open for the children or no?
Yes, I think so. It is.
Okay. So I've told people to bring their blankets, their chairs, their coolers, you know, to make sure that the children have stuff to do. You can bring a few toys or a book or something. All I know is it's going to be packed out there and you guys are going to have a blast. And you know Javita and I are coming.
We're going to have a blast. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to you guys coming out. We're going to have fun. It's a great family event. And, you know, it's kids out dancing, and it's a blast. We just have a great time.
And people meet and greet. They just come around you and just the big smiles. Hi, how are you today? And it's just beautiful, Jay. A lot of meeting and greeting. Be ready.
It is really fun.
If people want more information, is there a website to go to?
You know, I didn't know you were going to call me, so I would have had that information put together.
I'm so sorry, Jay.
I'm sure if you go to the Apple Valley Arts, Apple Valley Arts, and I think there's an email or some information can be gleaned from that. But I just wasn't ready for you, sis.
I know, but I sure appreciate you jumping on for me because I wanted to let people know about this incredible event. You've done it many times now, as far as I'm concerned, four times is big. And I just think it's getting bigger and bigger and better and better.
Well, it is exciting, and it's right before we open our show at the Guthrie next week with the Guthrie Experience actors. The show is called Valor, V-A-L-O-R. So you can go to the Guthrie's website for tickets for that show in the Joe Dowling Theater.
And that's the one you wrote the music to, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so great. And, awesome.
I'm still writing it. We start tech next weekend, and we open on the 4th of August, and I think it's three or four shows.
Is this the second or, is this the third or fourth time of you working with the Guthrie? Because I know you did Burial at Thebes. So I'm just curious to know what number is this?
I don't know what number. I've lost track of that. But because I worked with Marcella Lorca when she was over the program for several years. And then she and I also worked on Burial at Thebes together. And Marcella and I also are working on Iphigenia, which opens on September 8th.
Oh, for 10,000 Things.
Right, for 10,000 Things. So I'm excited about that.
That's awesome.
So since you got me on the phone, I'm just going to spit out everything I know right now.
I'm so grateful for it. Thank you, Jay. You know your sister loves you.
Well, you know I love you very much, sis. This is great.
I know you do. Take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, you do the same.
That is my brother, J.D. Steele. He is, a lot of people say, you know, who's the oldest Steele? Who's the oldest out of all six of you guys? And it's never J.D. They never say J.D. because he looks so young. So there you go. Oh, I'm so sorry we were not able to connect with Nathan Keepers. He was he is the producing artistic director of The Moving Company. There is a piece called Immortal Beloved is a collaboration with the Minnesota Orchestra and also a co-writer of that. So I'm so sorry we didn't get Nathan tonight. However, I do want to tell you a little bit about it. Immortal Beethoven is a collaboration with the Minnesota Orchestra, as we just mentioned. It will feature Nathan, Stephen, and they're very excited to welcome back Sarah Agnew, directed by Dominique, on stage with the orchestra conducted by Sarah Hicks. Oh, Sarah is a blast to watch. Beethoven wasn't the most jovial of people, you might say. He was known to be cantankerous, thank you, and misanthropic. Did I say that correctly, Jonathan? Singularly focused on his work, which caused him great joy and pain.
Did you say misanthropic?
Yes.
Yep, that's the way you say that pronunciation, yes. Because it's misanthrope, but if it's kind of like economy and economic, it's kind of okay. Like that.
Okay. When we started to read about Beethoven and his life, they were struck by the reality of his persona put next to his music. So they started to explore who he was and what he made. So there are many questions about this piece, and I'm just curious about it. I wish we could have had Nathan Keepers on, but I do want you to know that the producing artistic director of The Moving Company, Immortal Beloved, is the collaboration with the Minnesota Orchestra, and that is all happening on stage together. And I just wish we had more information. It's one night only, by the way, Saturday, July 30th. This is happening Saturday, July 30th at 8 p.m. You can get your tickets. I'm not sure where you can find it, but please, please go to the Minnesota Orchestra, like MNORCH.com, and see if you can get tickets as well.
By the way, I did want to let people know, for people that don't know where Kelly Park is in Apple Valley,
yes.
It's on 152nd Street West between there and Fortino Street.
And, oh, yeah, Fortino. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's and then east-west, it's between basically Foliage Avenue and Gallant Lane. So that's where you're looking for. Basically, 152nd Street West will be the main street that will get you to the park.
Oh, I thank you so much for that, Jonathan. And please feel free to post it after this for the podcast, because seriously, people need to know where it is. It makes it a lot easier. And I think Siri will direct you directly there. I've used that before. So no worries. If you've got an iPhone, you're okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. In fact, the Mom and Michael Hour is coming up, and I'm really excited about it. My son, Michael Battle, will be joining us tonight. So thrilled about that. And we have a lot to talk about, so I do hope that you'll stay tuned. Now, also, you probably have noticed that we don't open the phone lines as much as we used to. There is a lot going on in the news, a lot of really terrible news, a lot of sadness, anger, and so much more. And so since we are going to sleep after the show tonight, hopefully, I just like to talk about something that just might make you smile, or something that will encourage you instead of listening to all that you will hear tomorrow. So yes, there's bad news out there, but we don't have to, you know, put all that we have in our hearts and head to that pain. We can also find ways to bring joy. So thank you all for sticking and staying with us tonight, being patient with me tonight. I am so grateful for that. And of course, the Mom and Michael Hour. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. Stay tuned. We'll be back. It is now 9:47 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. You just got to know about it. It is so much, you guys. And we were able to reach J.D. Steele, who just came from his partner, my goodness, my future sister-in-law, just got back in town. And so we were able to reach him. So thank you for that, Jonathan. Welcome, J.D. Steele. I know you did not expect this, but I appreciate you joining me.
Hey, sis, how you doing? This is great.
I'm doing great. Okay, I just wanted to talk about your show and make sure I had all of the facts correct. So
okay. Here's
the thing. Yeah, so I know that it's at Kelly Park in Apple Valley. People want more information of what that address is, do they just put it into Siri and let her handle it, or is there an address we could tell them?
I don't have the address. It is Kelly Park in Apple Valley, which is a lot of people are aware of. And if you just look it up, it's pretty easy to find.
Okay. So this is happening. Does it start at 6:30?
Yes. I start at 6:30 and it goes till 8:30.
Until 8:30. Now, how many choirs that you guys have started, how many choirs will be there?
Well, I have a combination of my Mill City Singers and my Capri Glee Singers, and then also my McPhail Community Youth Choir will be featured. So everybody's singing. Everybody's singing together and doing their own set. It's just going to be a blast. And then Fred and the band and I are going to be doing some fun music.
Some fun music. What does that mean?
Soul music. Music for the soul.
That's good enough,
music.
Jay. This so is what year for you? Is this your fourth or fifth year?
You know, I think it's fifth year, maybe sixth, because one year it got rained out.
Oh, okay. So and if it gets rained out, then people just go home and you schedule it another time or just wait for the next year?
Wait for the next year.
Okay. So here's the thing. I mean, you've got Fred involved, of course, with you, and you also have Billy, right?
Well, Billy's going to come. He might sit in with us, but there's going to be Fred and Kenyari Jackson, our nephew, and Jonathan Bacure on bass and Spencer Christian on guitar.
Wow. This is going to be fun. And they're playing for all of the choirs, right?
Yep.
That's so much fun, Jay. Every time you do this, you are on stage with this huge smile on your face. You even had some of the people that you coach, some of the singers that you coach were also on the stage the first time I came to see you. So I'm really excited about it. Last year, you had a lot of family out there and a ton of folks out there. Will there be food trucks? That was the thing I didn't know if I should talk about or not.
Yes, there will be food trucks.
Yay! And then it's also the pool, right? The pool is still open for the children or no?
Yes, I think so. It is.
Okay. So I've told people to bring their blankets, their chairs, their coolers, you know, to make
Absolutely.
Sure that the children have stuff to do. You can bring a few toys or a book or something. All I know is it's going to be packed out there and you guys are going to have a blast. And you know Javita
We're
and I are
have
coming.
A blast.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to you guys coming out. We're going to have fun. It's a great family event. And, you know, it's kids out dancing, and it's a blast. We just have a great time.
And people meet and greet. They just come around you and just the big smiles. Hi, how are you today? And it's just beautiful, Jay. A lot of meeting and greeting. Be ready.
Yeah, it is really fun. It is really fun.
If people want more information, is there a website to go to?
You know, I didn't know you were going to call me, so I would have had that information put together.
I'm so sorry, Jay.
I'm sure if you go to the Apple Valley Arts, Apple Valley Arts, and I think there's an email or some information can be gleaned
okay.
from that. But I just wasn't ready for you, sis.
I know, but I sure appreciate you jumping on for me because I wanted to let people know about this incredible event. You've done it many times now, as far as I'm concerned, four times is big. And I just think it's getting bigger and bigger and better and better.
Well, it is exciting, and it's right before we open our show at the Guthrie next week with the Guthrie Experience actors. The show is called Valor, V-A-L-O-R. So you can go to the Guthrie's website for tickets for that show in the Joe Dowling Theater.
And that's the one you wrote the music to, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so great.
And,
so awesome.
I'm still writing it. We start tech next weekend, and we open on the 4th of August, and I think it's three or four shows.
Is this the second or, is this the third or fourth time of you working with the Guthrie? Because I know you did Burial at Thebes. So I'm just curious to know what number is this?
I don't know what number. I've lost track of that. But because I worked with Marcella Lorca when she was over the program for several years. And then she and I also worked on Burial at Thebes together. And Marcella and I also are working on Iphigenia, which opens on September 8th.
Oh, for 10,000 Things.
Right, for 10,000 Things. So I'm excited about that.
That's awesome.
So since you got me on the phone, I'm just going to spit out everything I know right now.
I'm so grateful for it. Thank you, Jay. You know your sister loves you.
Well, you know I love you very much, sis. This is great.
I know you do. Take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, you do the same.
That is my brother, J.D. Steele. He is, a lot of people say, you know, who's the oldest Steele? Who's the oldest out of all six of you guys? And it's never J.D. They never say J.D. because he looks so young. So there you go. Oh, I'm so sorry we were not able to connect with Nathan Keepers. He is the producing artistic director of The Moving Company. There is a piece called Immortal Beloved is a collaboration with the Minnesota Orchestra and also a co-writer of that. So I'm so sorry we didn't get Nathan tonight. However, I do want to tell you a little bit about it. Immortal Beethoven is a collaboration with the Minnesota Orchestra, as we just mentioned. It will feature Nathan, Stephen, and they're very excited to welcome back Sarah Agnew, directed by Dominique, on stage with the orchestra conducted by Sarah Hicks. Oh, Sarah is a blast to watch. Beethoven wasn't the most jovial of people, you might say. He was known to be cantankerous, thank you, and misanthropic. Did I say that correctly, Jonathan? Singularly focused on his work, which caused him great joy and pain.
Did you say misanthropic?
Yes.
Yep, that's the way you say that pronunciation. Yes. Cuz it's misanthrope, but if it's kind of like economy and economic, it's kind of like that.
Okay. When we started to read about Beethoven and his life, they were struck by the reality of his persona put next to his music. So, they started to explore who he was and what he made. So, there are many questions about this piece, and I'm just curious about it. I wish we could have had Nathan Keepers on, but I do want you to know that the producing artistic director of The Moving Company, Immortal Beloved, is the collaboration with the Minnesota Orchestra, and that is all happening on stage together. And I just wish we had more information. It's one night only, by the way, Saturday, July 30th. This is happening Saturday, July 30th at 8 p.m. You can get your tickets. I'm not sure where you can find it, but please, please go to the Minnesota Orchestra, like MinOrch, MNORCH.com, and see if you can get tickets as well.
By the way, I did want to let people know, for people that don't know where Kelly Park is in Apple Valley, it's on 152nd Street West between there and Fortino Street.
Fortino. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's and then east west. It's between basically Foliage Avenue and Gallant Lane. So that's where you're looking for. Basically, 152nd Street West will be the main street that will get you to the park.
Oh, I thank you so much for that, Jonathan. And please feel free to post it after this for the podcast, because seriously, people need to know where it is. It makes it a lot easier. And I think Siri will direct you directly there. I've used that before, so no worries. If you've got an iPhone, you're okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. In fact, the Mom and Michael Hour is coming up, and I'm really excited about it. My son, Michael Battle, will be joining us tonight. So thrilled about that. And we have a lot to talk about, so I do hope that you'll stay tuned. Now, also, you probably have noticed that we don't open the phone lines as much as we used to. There is a lot going on in the news, a lot of really terrible news, a lot of sadness, anger, and so much more. And so since we are going to sleep after the show tonight, hopefully, I just like to talk about something that just might make you smile or something that will encourage you instead of listening to all that you will hear tomorrow. So yes, there's bad news out there, but we don't have to, you know, put all that we have in our hearts and head to that pain. We can also find ways to bring joy. So thank you all for sticking and staying with us tonight, being patient with me tonight. I am so grateful for that. And, of course, the Mom and Michael Hour. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.